Okay, let's do this. Man, I love the Bee Gees. The singer here, of course, is Barry Gibb with his brothers Robin and Morris. In their more than four decades of music, they wrote almost too many hits to count. But for many of us, there is nothing more Bee Gees than this. Today, Barry Gibb is 74. He's a solo artist and the last living Gibb brother. And if you associate him with disco, his new record might surprise you. Barry Gibb has gone country. His album is a collection of Bee Gees songs, reworked as duets, with some of the biggest stars in Nashville. Here's him singing with Dolly Parton. You think that I don't even mean a single word I say. Gibb and his family emigrated from the UK to Australia when he and his brothers were kids. And turns out this Australian pop star is a lifelong country music fan.
Oh, yeah. Since I was about 9 or 10 years old, it was really in my system, and it never left. So bluegrass music and country music is really what I care about more than anything else.
Really?
Yeah. Once all my brothers were no longer with me, I was able to focus on, well, what's my passion?
We found this video of you as a teenager with your brothers performing what would be an early Bee Gees single, The Battle of the Blue and Grey.
That's
on
right.
Australian that TV. It's amazing. Now Stonewall Jackson stepped right up and then he said to me,
he said the battle's getting rough, so I guess we better flee. It's insane. It's the meanderings of a backward child.
Right. You wrote this song, right? And it's about the American Civil War. Can you explain?
I know. Go figure. Because if I try to remember writing it, I don't. You know, maybe that first year in Australia, country western music was really all you heard. And it was called rock and roll. So just grew from there.
In getting ready for this interview, I found examples of your work that classified as country songs and learned about some major country hits I didn't even know that you had written. How is it that you have never recorded a country album of your own until now?
I didn't have that sense of belonging. You know how it is in Nashville. It's a pretty closed circle, if you like. And it's a hard place to penetrate, even if you love the music and you want to be there.
That's a little crazy for me to think about. I mean, you're Barry Gibb.
No.
You're one of the Bee Gees. How could you feel out of place anywhere?
Oh, of course you do. It's the same for everybody. If you walk into another realm of music, you have to work pretty hard to be accepted.
But when his son introduced him to the music of country star Chris Stapleton, Barry Gibb decided to take a chance. He reached out to Stapleton's producer, Dave Cobb, about maybe making a record together. Gibb didn't know what to expect, but turns out Cobb was a huge Bee Gees fan.
Dave said he wanted to do it. Dave then came here to Miami, and we sat and listened to tracks that might appeal to him that had never been recorded.
Cobb and Gibb picked two of them for the album, including this one featuring Jason Isbell. But all hope is gone. You don't add on the words of a fool.
Now times may be tough. I didn't go into this thinking they were going to be literally duets. I was hoping to get these country stars to just sing one of our songs.
You didn't think you were going to sing along?
I thought maybe a cameo, or maybe I'd pop in here or there. And Dave will tell you I'm an angler. If I don't have to be involved, I won't be, you know. So but he caught me.
You did a couple of songs from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack on this record.
How Deep Is Your Love? Yeah. How deep is your love?
You to think about the evolution of your music and the music you made with your brothers and its resonance here in this country in particular. I mean, people who know your story know that there was a massive backlash to the music that you made during the disco era.
Yeah, but there was a massive backlash against that genre.
Right.
And I think that was a mistake on the part of the industry. There was something very beautiful and summery and rhythmic about all of that music in the late 70s. And for the life of me, I have no idea why anyone thought it should be censored, which it was, you know. That style.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a project, a bit like making a film. You become a character and you try to fit in with the soundtrack and the film and John Travolta, and it becomes a project. After that, you will try something else. But reinventing yourself is to me the greatest fun of all.
On this album, are there specific songs that you attach to specific memories of your brothers?
Oh yeah, Butterfly.
Green fields where we used to wander.
I remember us recording Butterfly in 1966. It was one of the songs that we loved that nobody really heard. So that was a magic moment.
But I guess I'm wondering about the loss you must have for literally the sound of your brothers' voices. When you're singing a three-part harmony,
yeah,
it's like you can feel the vibrations of those other people in your body, in your head. It becomes part of your own instrument.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you miss that.
Of course I do. We spent over 40 years around one microphone. So how do you ever get past that? You don't. But if I get the opportunity to be on stage, as far as I can tell, they're right there with me. I can still smell the cologne that Morris used. You know, when you're around one microphone, there are things you just never forget.
But I imagine it's so cool to have these bright talents in Nashville taking those songs that you made with your brothers and giving them this new life, maybe a new audience.
That's the mission for me. It's not about me. It's not about the Bee Gees. It's just about those songs and how special they are to me. I want people to go on remembering them. And this was a way to do that.
Well, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, darling. It was great.
Barry Gibb's new album is called Green Fields, the Gibb Brothers Songbook Volume 1.